I want to show you some of the irregular formal Spanish commands. If you remember, the first step in making formal commands is to start with the yo form. Well, doesn't it then make sense? If a verb has an irregular yo form, the command will also be irregular. We have to remember those pesky irregular yo forms because the other steps do stay the same. Here they are again, just in case you forgot. Now, let's take a look at some of the verbs with irregular yo forms. First, we have the go verbs. They all end in G-O. Tener, hacer, seguir, decir all have the yo forms tengo, hago, sigo, digo. Now apply the other steps to finish the commands and they become tenga, haga, siga, and diga. This next group is considered irregular because of spelling changes that need to be made to preserve the sound. We have car, gar, zar verbs and I want to add ger verbs to this group. These verb endings cause problems when we add the opposite vowel. Tocar becomes toque, pagar becomes pague, cruzar becomes cruce, and proteger becomes proteja. The C changes to a QU, the G changes to GU, the Z changes to C, and the G changes to J. These spelling changes apply to any verb that ends in the letters C-A-R, G-A-R, Z-A-R, or G-E-R. The next set of verbs do have something in common. They don't end in O. So, since they can't really follow the three steps to make a formal command, we scrap that whole process and memorize these. Estar is estay, ir is vaya, ser is seya, dar is day. Of course, there are other irregular formal commands in Spanish, but the verbs in this presentation are the ones I expect you to know. Good luck, and don't forget to say please when ordering people around.